Samsung officially rolled out the Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus in New York today. BGR.com says the beautiful new phones will be on pre-order tomorrow, the 30th, and on sale Friday, April 21st. As predicted, it has the assistant Bixby with a dedicated virtual button that responds instantly, and Dex, a desktop interface. You plug the phone into it, and it can connect to peripherals and a display via the USB and HDMI ports. The edge-to-edge screen is stunning. Your bank account may be stunned, too, as the pricing's crept past the $1,000 barrier, as is also rumored to be the case for Apple's iPhone 8 this fall. The House voted to eliminate ISP privacy rules yesterday, allowing them to sell your browsing and app usage history to advertisers and other companies. According to ArsTechnica.com, it was pretty much a party-line vote, with Republicans supporting the sale and sharing your info. It had already cleared the Senate 50-48, also on straight party lines. Look for the use of private VPNs and other measures to increase as users move to protect their own privacy however they can. Facebook is now putting a full-on Snapchat clone front and center in their main Facebook app. Mashable.com says the update not only pushes you to use Facebook's new camera feature, but puts friends' stories, yes, they call them Facebook stories, at the top of your news feed. The update, which is rolling out now, consists of three features: Facebook Camera, Facebook Stories, and Direct, a dedicated space for messages exchanged via the new in-app camera that lets you decorate your photos and the videos with filters, masks, that's Facebook's versions of lenses, and other animated effects. If you use the Direct feature, the story is sent via direct message and it disappears after it's seen. I'm Clark Reed.